T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, rolling through a Monday. Shannon Bruce with you. Chad Chambers produces the show. 9:45 in the a.m. That means it's time for the Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. They'll take care of you. Going baseball and going big today.
Who's going to win the Major League Baseball home run title? Plain and simple.
There you go.
There are four guys that have gotten to the 40 home run mark so far this year: Cody Bellinger, Mike Trout, Christian Yelich, Pete Alonso. Alonso, in case you missed it, first segment, hit one yesterday against the Royals. Mets beat the Royals 11-5. It got him to 40. And first time since 2006, there have been four players to hit 40 bombs before September 1. 13 years ago, it was Ryan Howard, David Ortiz, Alfonso Soriano, and Travis Hafner. How about that? And Howard had 49 by September 1.
Travis Hafner from Cowley County Community College.
That's right. Pronk had 42, and he was part of that foursome. So, of those that have 40 right now, who's going to win the Major League Baseball home run title? Pete Alonso, Mike Trout, Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich.
Give me some Christian Yelich. I'll bet you he didn't win it, though.
He's second. Cody Bellinger, 44% think Bellinger.
Can't blame anybody on that one.
Yep. I mean, he's a – of the four – well, no. I mean, how many of those four would you consider, quote-unquote, slugger? I mean, Mike Trout is a more complete hitter to me than to just say he's a slugger.
Bellinger, I think, is a slugger.
I also agree with that, yeah. Alonso is built and swings like one.
More like one, but I think Yelich and Trout are more just really good hitters that
happen to hit
square the ball up and drive it.
Yep.
So, I love Yelich.
Well, I mean, Yelich is second behind Bellinger with 41 home runs. To Bellinger's credit, kind of after first blush, he's actually fifth in the National League in hitting. He is hitting 317, which surprised me. So he would, I assume, argue with us that he's more than just a slugger.
I will say this. I don't think I've seen a player this year hit more balls hard than that dude. He hits balls. Trout hits a lot hard, too. But, Bellinger gets good swings on balls. That's how you hit 317, though, you know?
And he swings straight uphill when you hit him.
Yes, he does.
They go pretty far. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for Jeff McNeil's leading the National League in batting. He's hitting 332. Trying to find out where Yelich is. See.
I don't know where Yelich is.
Pete Alonso is 30th in the league in batting average. National League, anyway. 271 will get you 30th in the National League in batting.
Well,
Ronald Acuna in the top 10. He's hitting 296.
Didn't they bench him over the weekend?
He didn't run out a single.
Didn't run out a single?
Pulled. Yeah.
Plopped him down.
Yeah. The Braves, in addition to that, and seeing their bullpen implode, still hanging on in the National League East. They are, where are they? First by how many games? Atlanta Braves continue to kind of fly under the radar. Did you catch any of that? Let's see here. Stand by. 5.5 games over the Nationals. Did you watch any of the baseball game that was at the Little League World Series place?
Enough of it to be intrigued and was glad that they did it. Cubs and the Pirates. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was good for baseball.
I agree with that part. Good for baseball. And yeah, they started a week early on the Players Weekend thing by letting the Buccos and the Cubs wear the jersey with whatever they wanted to put their names on the back, you know, that kind of thing. I like that.
I did too. I thought it was cool. And I watched maybe an inning of it just to see what it looked like and felt like. You know, I mean, I was listening to it at this point, so I watched some of it and I was listening to it, and Rob Manfred was on the national radio broadcast, the commissioner of baseball, and was actually talking about some of the initiatives and what they're trying to do with the games in London and, you know, and the continuation of this, and they're trying to do some different things, so at least they've got some... do we call it forward thinking? But at least they're thinking a little bit outside
the box.
Outside the box,
yeah. Maybe not necessarily forward, but it's that's a long season to do the same old thing. You got to not only drum up some interest, maybe contrived for fans, but you're kind of rewarding the players too, giving them the Players Weekend and those things.
But they've done this stuff. They've done the London game, and I'm not saying that all the quirks haven't been ironed out of that, and that wasn't a total success, you know, but we'll see. They've already announced the Field of Dreams game for next year, which I think is tremendous. So, I mean, they're trying to do some things. I'll be really interested to see if they do anything with the baseballs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most curious about. I don't know. Ryan gets the last word at 869-1240 on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. What do you got, Ryan?
Hey, thanks for having me. And the Acuna not running out the single, you know, he hit one in the gap that the wall's at 385, and it hit about 384, and he decided to start running after he admired it for about 4 seconds.
Yes, right.
But that's the first time I've been – to the K 3 days in a row since the All-Star game. But I was up there for the Mets series, and I was the Alonso guy, golly, I hate to like a Met, but he really is. He does come off that way, very likable. And the Mets had a real nice traveling group, and their seventh line army, that pays tribute to the subway line that gets to Flushing, but I bet there were 150 people there, and I think it was a travel arranged excursion, and they were very friendly, and they made a lot of noise and did cheering, and they represented the Mets real well.
I noticed.
Sorry, they got
that's nice.
There was a lot of Mets fans behind the dugout. I noticed yesterday game. Yeah, and then of course the Royals bullpen blew up in the seventh inning, Ryan, and kind of acquiesced and let the Mets right back in.
It got really ugly.
I mean, does anyone have a good bullpen in baseball these days? I mean, my God. I mean, who the hell's locking games down these days? I mean, the Astros are pretty good. Of course, they're not having to lock down games very much. But good gosh.
Don't the Yankees actually have a good bullpen except for their starters?
Yes, I think the Yankees have a better bullpen than they do starting rotation.
Yeah.
So, well, they should, for goodness sakes, paying those guys enough. And good for you, Ryan, to spend three days up at the K.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
And I love the K, man. The K is a great place to go watch baseball.
It is a beautiful ballpark.
I love that ballpark. I really do love that ballpark. All right, we'll get to some headlines coming up next. Hour one is in the books. Again, what is on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. What time are we talking to Ivan Maizel?
Ivan Maizel, 30 minutes from right now. That'll be 10:25. He's got a podcast out, which is really genius in the, for me, because, and you, I'm college football fans both. Ivan Maisel has got a podcast. The first edition actually has already come out. It is, let's see, has to do with Down and Distance, called the podcast is what it's called. America Mourns Rockne. So a tribute to Newt Rockne, apparently. Ivan Maisel's first podcast is out. And there is a schedule of his podcast, and the topics range from Jimmy Johnson when he was at the U, Michael Vick, how USC came within 19 seconds of making college football history, OU back in the day, and all the way back to Pearl Harbor when the attack on Pearl Harbor interrupted the college football season.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah, he's just, and the ideas to delve into those things, I just can't believe they haven't, I mean, took them long enough, not Ivan, but to really dig into, and that's the beauty of podcasts. You know, you can take as long as you want to talk about a particular topic, and Ivan has chosen to do so, and he's got 7 of them scheduled beyond the one that's already out. So
look forward to talking about it. Good. All right. I like it. It's all coming up. Headlines when we come back. Sports Daily on a Monday with Shane and Bruce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.